Russian President Vladimir Putin this weekend vowed to wage what he called a total and full-scale war against militants following the school siege in the southern city of Beslan this past week. At least 350 people died Friday when security forces stormed the school and bombs set by the hostage takers exploded. Another 250 people are reported missing and presumed dead, and as many as 500 others are still hospitalized. NPR's Lawrence Sheets toured the carnage of the school today and has this graphic report from Beslan.
For the first time since the bloody end of the siege, local residents and former hostages were allowed to visit the ruins of Beslan School No. 1. Isolated corners of the building were still smoldering, sending tiny billows of smoke into the air. One man showed pieces of flesh stuck to a blood-stained wall. He said one terrorist had blown himself up there, along with three child captives. Many of those milling about here stared in silent disbelief. Others wailed as they waded through shattered glass and piles of charred textbooks and through classrooms whose walls are now riddled with bullet holes. Several people were still desperately searching for their loved ones. One man, Bek Sultan, cried as he held up a photo of his fiancée, Alyona. Alyona had brought her two twins from a previous marriage to classes on the first day of school, as is the tradition in Russia. The two first graders are in a local hospital, but Bek Sultan says there's no trace of his fiancée, not at any local hospital or morgue. Many victims were reported to have been burned beyond recognition, which would account for the high numbers of missing people. They may have been taken to special labs outside this region for eventual identification. Most of the victims died here in the school gym. The hostage takers had tied explosives to the basketball hoops. They hung bombs from wires in the air, which dangled above the heads of the estimated 1,000 hostages crammed in here. Now there's a thick layer of soot covering the basketball court. Soiled women's dress shoes lie scattered about, along with scorched ceiling beams, which collapsed in a wave of fire when the bombs went off. It's still not exactly clear what set off the final deadly chain of events. Some hostages who escaped said the first explosions came when the mostly Chechen gunmen who were demanding independence from Russia had gone off to eat lunch. Some speculated a bomb accidentally detonated, leading the terrorists to think Russian commandos were trying to enter the school and provoking them to carry out their pledge to blow up the building. Other survivors, like 33-year-old fourth-grade teacher Sveta, insist the first blast came from outside the school, opening a gaping hole under a large window. Only after that, she says, did bombs start going off inside. Sveta believes Russian commandos blasted a hole in one wall, still clearly visible, to try and end the standoff and allow some hostages to escape. She says, at any rate, the conditions inside the gym had become increasingly intolerable. The gunmen had denied water to the hostages in retaliation for what they said was a refusal by Russian authorities to negotiate. The kids were constantly crying, "I want to drink, I want to drink," Sveta says. And when they stopped giving out water, the kids started peeing into bottles and drinking their own urine. The adults too, those who were able to stand it. Sveta, who was protected from the first blast by a large metal cabinet she'd been hiding behind, was one of the lucky ones. She suffered only singed hair and minor bruises. For the less fortunate, the funerals begin today. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Beslan, Russia.